my place in tech changes every day. But I don't fear the future, because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts, so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself.
I always had a private doctor. I didn't think I needed VA care. Then I learned VA is ranked above private care systems nearby and costs less. I'm getting the best care of my life with providers trained to treat veterans. Get what you earn. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for the type or amount of benefits mentioned here.
Chet, we were discussing the whole idea of being not of the world, James 4, verse 4, and we had a discussion about that. Can you repeat what you were saying?
Certainly. We discussed that James 4:4 emphasizes the seriousness of being friends with the world. It states that friendship with the world is enmity with God, meaning that aligning ourselves with worldly values and priorities puts us at odds with God. We also connected this with other scriptures. Romans 12:2 urges believers not to conform to the world, but be transformed by renewing their minds. 1 John 2:15-17 warns against the world or the things in it, as the world and its desires are passing away. 1 Peter 2:11 describes believers as sojourners and pilgrims, emphasizing that we are not permanent residents of this world. Philippians 3:20 reminds us that our citizenship is in heaven and our ultimate allegiance is to Christ. In essence, we concluded that living a life separate from the world means aligning our lives with God's will, reflecting his values, and being transformed by his spirit, rather than being influenced by worldly desires. Let me know if you'd like to explore any part of this further.
You had made some conversation after that, those points. Can you repeat those?
Absolutely. After discussing those points, we talked about how living as pilgrims and sojourners means, first, holiness and transformation. We are called to be transformed by the renewing of our minds through the Holy Spirit and God's Word, allowing our thoughts and actions to reflect Christ. Distinct values. We adopt values that differ from the world's, focusing on humility, love, selflessness, and obedience to God, rather than materialism or pride. Heavenly citizenship. We keep our focus on our true home in heaven, letting our eternal perspective guide our daily decisions and priorities. Walking in the Spirit. We live by the Spirit, which helps us resist the lusts of the flesh and produce the fruit of the Spirit. Mission and witness. Although we are separate from the world, we are called to be a light within it, pointing others to Christ through our actions and words. These points underscore the idea that our lives should reflect a heavenly mindset and a Christ-centered perspective, even as we engage with the world around us.